Welcome everybody, Shir number 841, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to explain one thing. The Eitzer Halachos brings down, which is something, again, we've spoken about, but he has a clarification on the Inyan, which we've been talking about. So you have, we spoke a little bit about being mitzdarif, two different things. In other words, you can't put together a liquid and a solid, which of course we're going to get into with soups and all these different type of things. But to put together two solids, like a half a kazayas of one solid, a half a kazayas of another solid, and they ate it under 4 minute period, fine, so I can make a burn of fashais and so on. Okay. But when it comes to, we spoke in the past about cake. Let's say sponge cake, marble cake, these type of things, where everything is mixed together. You have, let's say you have 50% flour, right, regular flour, and then you have 50% all the other ingredients. So we said it's an important thing, as much as possible, once you're trying to eat two kazesim, right, two kazesim, under a 4 minute period. Especially Lefi Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was very strong on that. The Mishnah Berurah said the Minhag Olam is with Lekach, which is cake, general, the standard cake, like sponge cake, or possibly even cookies, whatever. When it's one, the point is, what I'm trying to get at is that when it's one item, I have one type, not one piece, but one item, I have one type of cookie. It's all one cookie. I have one type of cake, a sponge cake. I have a marble cake. Okay, so now, but then sometimes you have something else. You have what's like a blintzer, right? Where you have like an apple pie, or you have something where two things are extremely recognizable. I see the top crust, fine, and then I see the inside, very recognizable. There's two totally different things. Now, we're not talking about liquids and solids. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about there's a separation, two different types. You have one cake, one type of cookie, and then you have, I could have a cake, which is possibly a cheesecake. I have the cheese and I have the outside, right? Or I have apple pie. I have the apples inside and I have the outside crust. But each part is recognizable on its own, right? Okay, so he explains that as the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, that there's a difference, that there are more shittos that are more makel by the, when it comes to one item. Just to read inside what he says. Well, so we'll get a better understanding. Simen Reish Ches in the Sefer Yitzhar Lachas Ois Chof Ches V'chol Zeh Kishe'en B'Michael Kazai, whatever he was going on talking about from before, B'chdeh Achilles Pras, fine. Ela Lekach, Avo Lekach Shem Uruv Beitzim V'Tzukar V'Devash V'Shar Tavlim. You have the regular ingredients for the cake, right? And then you have the cake, but it's all mixed up. It's all one, like sponge cake, marble cake, or whatever. V'yeshboi kezayis kemach b'chdei achilas pras. You have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, right? You have enough cake over there, but ela she'enei oichel mimena kezayis kemach. But you only eat, let's say, half, you only eat one kezayis. But that one kezayis, like we mentioned, only has half a gezayis of flour and half a gezayis of the other ingredients. So then we said, then it's a machloikis. So we mentioned from Rav Moshe and others that one should be careful to make sure in that case to eat two kazaisim, right, under a 4 minute period, because of the fact that it's only really one kazaias of flour and one kazaias of the other ingredients. And then he brings down Valkane Lachatchila Roy Lachol Yerushamaim Lachmir Lechol Shir Kazaias Kemach Mulvada Terev. So in other words, to eat enough. If you know it's 50-50, so then make sure you eat two kazaisim. Like this, you have one whole, right? 50% and 50% gives you one whole. Mulvada Terev is right besides the mixture itself, that you shouldn't get into. He brings out that you shouldn't get into this whole machloikis vim kevar ochel kazayis. Oh, but he, okay, so what the point I want to get to, but before that, so he said, but if somebody ate vim kevar ochel kazayis lekach, somebody ate already that cake, right, which we've spoken about in the past, that sponge cake, marble cake, whatever, and they know they ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period, right? But only one kazayis. So you should make sure to eat more. It should be, you know, under the 4 minute period, two kazayis. But let's say the person can't, they're stuffed or whatever. I just can't. That's all I could do. Finish. What do I do now? So he brings out from the Mishnah Berurah, like we saw, minig adam levarach meyen shalosh. In other words, the minig is if somebody did eat a kazayis and for whatever reason they can't eat more, I'm just, what am I going to do? So minig olam, like the Mishnah Berurah, is somebody, if somebody makes a bracha achronah, is definitely what to rely on. But lechatchila one should be careful. But that's only over there when it's what we call lekach, the full cake or the full cookie or whatever. When you're dealing with two separate items, He brings down, does it say for Eitzur Lachas, moving the Alasim and Reish Ches, Ois Lamed, and he brings on the bottom Ois Pei Aleph, the small Oisius on the bottom Pei Aleph. So if it's two items, for example, Vuadin Be'ugas, Gavina, Shekarin cheesecake, V'cholka Yitzbah, when it's two separate recognizable items, let's say like cheesecake. So you have the cheese and you see the crust, right? Or you have apple pie, you have the apples and you see the crust. It's not like sponge cake or marble cake where it's all mixed up together. So he brings on the bottom from the Chazon Ish, Shalzachivus Minchas Yitzchak, Minchas Shleima, I'm sorry, Vuhadin Blintzes, let's say like by Blintzes, Sheesh by Miloy, Paris, Hamitsuba Bratzek, could go into apple plot, and you have, let's say, sometimes plums or apple, whatever the case, you have stuff, or you have even potatoes, whatever the case is, but you have stuff inside the blintzes. So you have the blintzes separately, and it's very recognizable, the inside. It's two totally separate things. It's not one marble cake, it's not one sponge cake, it's not one cookie. It's two totally separate things. So, Vuadin blintzes, Shiyesh by Mila, Paris, so that's what he says. Vachayetzboy, the Afal Pisha, Bracha Rishayna Shalahem, Barminim Zan. It's even though on this apple pie and this cheesecake and this cheesecake, depending on how thick the crust is, right? But we've spoken about that. Let's say, assuming it's a thick crust and it's baked together, I eat it together and it's a thick crust and I'm eating the mezonos, so I'm making mezonos. But let's say by apple pie, blintzes, right? So I'm all these things made out of flour, I'm making a mezonos. But the inside and according to everybody over here, there's no machlekes at all. This is, he brings again from the Chazon Ish and Charles Hashuvus Mincha Shleima, that according to everybody, since it's recognizable, according to everybody, it's not going to, the inside can't be counted as part of the, you can't put it all together to say, well, I ate enough of the inside and enough of the outside, so therefore I'm going to put it together and I'll make an al hamichya. I ate, in other words, a kezias of the inside and the outside, which is the dough part, and therefore, I ate a kezias under a 4-minute period, so I'll put it together and I'll make a al hamichya. You can't do that. This is mamish according to everybody. Kevin, the point is, kevin shenikr, since it's nikr, it's recognizable. It's a separate thing. It's here's the inside of the blintzer, right? The potatoes, or here's the plums inside, whatever the case is, cherries, whatever it is inside, mushrooms, that's separate inside. And then you have the outside. And it's mamish not mixed up together. Buy the sponge cake, buy the marble cake, so it's all mixed up, fine. So you have one. Or you have the cookie, you have the sugar and everything, you have one cookie. Bottom line is it's one, right? So if I ate a kezias, it's all one. Over there, it's a machlokes. You try and eat two kezesim, but lafida mishabura the minigaylam. Okay, so in that case, there's what to work with in case somebody gets stuck and they just can't eat more, they don't have more. So the mishabura does say the minigaylam, you make a main chalish. Even though again, Rav Moshe says the whole thing's a mistake, and definitely you should make sure to eat two kezesim and not to rely on that. But again, that is a machlokes. But the point I'm trying to get at today is when it comes to something that's two totally separate things, when they have the outside crust and then there's inside filling, right? Like a blintzer, like a cheesecake, in a case where a cheesecake is mezonos, apple pie, right? The cheese Danish, let's say, something like that, right? And these different type of cakes, whereby the inside is the filling, outside is mezonos, then you don't count it because of the fact, kevin shenikr v'omer b'fnei atzmai, the inside is separate and the outside is separate. You don't mix them together. And therefore, what's the bottom line? If a person ate a kezias under a 4-minute period of the outside itself, good. So then you make a mezonos, then you make al hamichya on the whole thing, right? Eating it together, I make my mezonos to start, fine, very good. And now afterwards, I ate a kezias at some point under a 4-minute period of the outside, so then I'll make an al hamichya only. But if you didn't, right, you kept on eating, but you never ate a kezias of the outside only, you kept on eating it together, so we don't put the two together. We say you ate a kezias, but that kezias consists of the outside and the inside, so therefore we make a bare nefashos at the end. Okay, I just wanted to explain that, the distinction between a person, you know, even a person might say, well, they heard the Mishnah Berurah, Minhag Olam, whatever, but that's only by when it's one item, when it's two totally separate things recognizable, like the cases we spoke about, then it doesn't work. You can't put it together. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.